The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Martin Luther wrote, But this is a matter of theology, that here this statement about the tree is put before Adam in order that he may also have some outward physical way of indicating his worship of God and demonstrating his obedience by an outward work. Therefore, let us learn that some external form of worship and definite work of obedience were necessary for man, who was created to have all the other living creatures under his control, to know his Creator, and to thank him. In this we are not greater than our first ancestor. God has blessed us with everything we need to sustain this body and life. Even as we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, our Heavenly Father gave His only begotten Son to pay the price of our sin, giving to us the gift of eternal life. It is fitting, therefore, that we gather together at God's invitation to receive from Him His good gifts of grace, mercy, and love. One such opportunity is on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. May your ears be open to our Lord's invitation to receive from Him the assurance of His love. Amen.